Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Baby, It's Cold Outside by Regina Moriarty. Starring Chris O'Dowd and Anne-Marie Duff. Directed by Virginia Gilbert and produced by Ben Walker. Part 2.
George, stay close. I just got to make a quick call. Joe, it's Ed. Listen, it's a bit of a funny one, but you couldn't put me and George up for the night, could you? All the way from New Zealand. Oh, that's great, great. Stevie, it's Ed. Ed, landlord of the Perseverance. Well, ex-landlord. George, don't go too far. About 5'10", brown hair, a slight look of Gary Neville. Mikey boy. No, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry for your loss. You have. Great. I didn't know we were going to get anything this late. And listen, can I ask, does it have Netflix? Fantastic. Oh, and we have a sort of hot chocolate tradition. Would you have the facilities for that? George, stay near me, please. How much is it? 120. Yes, we definitely want it. I just need to sort something out and I'll get right back to you, okay? Yeah, I'll speak to you in a bit. Bye.
Yes.
Why won't he give you any money?
It's empty, because everyone's shopping. Come on.
But that man's getting money out. Dad.
Just a sec.
Hi, it's Alex. Leave a message.
Alex, hey, it's Ed. Listen, I need you to do me a favour. I need an advance on my wages. I'm on my way. I'll explain to you when I get there, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. Okay, cheers. I'll see you in a minute.
Now where are we going?
I just need to pop into work.
What about the fair?
Don't worry, you'll be there on time. Hey, do you want to practice?
Yeah. Yo, with the Chris and the Christmas, say like a reindeer, no one will miss this. Working all night till our batteries flat. Said I don't rap, he get us to do that. Hey! Ho! Whoa. Why is that man waving at you?
What man?
The scruffy one.
Oh, yeah, that's Nige. Nige, how's things?
Yeah, I thought it was you. You must be George and you must be Santa.
Food bank's open. I'm going to get some tins.
Great. Well, good luck with that. Listen, I'm sorry, Nige, we've got to run.
So, do you want me to get you
take care of yourself, Nige. Come on, George, let's go.
Yeah, but,
and happy Christmas. Can you say happy Christmas to Nige?
Happy Christmas.
Come on.
Happy Christmas.
Come on, George.
Who's he?
He's a homeless guy. Sits outside the pub and I give him a cup of tea and a sandwich sometimes. What's wrong?
What if it snows?
He's on his way to a cold weather shelter, so he'll be fine.
What? This? Oh, right.
Happy Christmas, Eddie.
Merry Christmas, lads.
Are you all right, Ed?
Good, yeah. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. That's not George, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, how he's grown.
I know, he's a giant these days, aren't you, George?
Yeah, hi.
Right. you sit here, I'll be 2 minutes, okay?
Ed, I didn't know you were in today.
I'm not. Listen, can you stick my phone on charge?
Sure.
And can you tell Alex that I need to speak to her?
She's not here, she's on leave.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Who's on?
Jordan?
Oh, I'm not Harry fucking Potter.
What's going on?
I've got George tonight.
Oh, but that's great, right?
Well, yeah, it would be great, except the place we were staying's just fallen through.
Oh, no.
I found somewhere else, but I was going to get Alex to give me an advance.
Do you want to ask Jordan?
Okay, go on then.
Jordan, do you have a minute?
Ed!
Jordan!
How can I help you?
Okay, it's no big deal. I just need to get an advance against my wages.
Nope.
Why's that?
Because Alex has to authorise that and she's not here.
No, I know that. But I left a message on her phone and she won't mind. She does it all the time.
I can't authorise it.
Yes, you can, Jordan. I know you can.
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Because it's a till, not an ATM. And it's me who has to answer for it if it's short again.
That's not even the same thing. I'll just put an IOU in.
The answer is no.
Just, Jordan, do you think that I'd be asking for an advance on Christmas Eve if it wasn't important? Do you think that this is easy? I've got my son.
Look. I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Of course you are. You little shit.
Are we going to the fair now?
Can you not wait 5 minutes?
Okay.
Shit, no, I'm sorry. Look, 5 minutes, Georgie, and then we are going to have all kinds of fun. All right? Good man.
Say that. Yes,
yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's your round.
Yeah.
Huh? All right,
round.
Lads.
All right, Ed.
Mate.
No, not really.
Why? What's the matter?
My account's been cleaned out.
Oh, tell me about it. This year I said to my lot, one present each, and that's it.
No, I've literally been cleaned out. Online bank fraud.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Sean?
Which one?
He had that big white poodle.
Oh yeah, it was all pink round its arse.
That's him. Anyway, he went for one of them online dating scams.
Oh, bikini model seeks old bald man with monkey poodle.
Anyway, as I was saying, lads, it wouldn't be so bad, but I've got George with me tonight.
Well, you know, if you need a bit of help.
Yeah, I probably got a 20.
No.
I could do a 20.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, actually, if you can spare it, it would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate it.
Hey, George. You okay?
Yeah.
You know, your dad talks about you all the time at work.
That's inappropriate.
Oh, no. I think it's more that he's always thinking about you.
Then why is he making me walk all over the place? And why isn't he taking me to the Christmas fair?
Because I'll tell him to hurry up, okay?
Can I have a word with you, please, Blanca?
Bank fraud?
Yeah, that happened on Christmas Eve, didn't it?
Did it?
So anyway, Mal, the thing is, I was wondering if you might be able to help me out a bit.
Ed, I'm going to say something to you.
I mean, if you can't, it's no problem. It's an expensive time.
Shut up, Ed. I've known you a long time, and the last few months I've seen a change in you.
Well, I have been working out.
You've been coming in here unshaven.
No, I haven't.
Dirty looking.
All right, God, Jesus. All right.
Now I'm going to ask you a straight question. Are you on drugs?
No. What?
Is that why you lost the pub? What is it? Heroin? Crack?
What? No.
Spice?
Spice? What the fuck? No. No. And you know what? I didn't lose the pub, Mal. The brewery sold it. They sold the fucking pub.
Because if you are on drugs, you know, I can't give you any money.
For fuck's sake, I'm not on drugs. Okay? Yes, I have a few problems. But drugs isn't one of them. Yes. Although after today...
Okay, Eddie.
Cheers, Mal.
That was a good pub, De Percy. I miss it.
I know. Me too.
Ed!
Yeah?
I need to talk to you.
Jordan says you have to leave or he's going to call the police.
What? Why would he do that?
He said you were asking customers for money.
What? No, I fucking wasn't. Those people aren't customers. Okay, yes, they're customers, but they're my mates. People I knew way before this place. They want to lend me money. That's none of his fucking business.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is... You know the funny thing? If the Percy was still gone, none of these people would even be in this shithole.
I know.
Come on, G-Man.
We're going to the fair now.
Mm-hmm.
Ed! Ed! You left your phone.
Oh, God, thanks.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, of course. We'll be fine.
I heard if you go to the housing office, they can get you a B&B the same day.
That doesn't sound very likely. And even if it is, I'm probably not eligible.
Maybe, but no harm asking, right?
You told Mum you were taking me to the fair.
And I am.
I want to call Mum.
We're going now, okay? I better...
Wait. Take this.
No.
Take it. Merry Christmas, Ed.
Thank you, Blanca. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, George.
Whatever.
George!
But I'm not having a merry time, am I? Why are we going in here?
I want to ask something. Fourth floor.
Housing?
Come on. Just sit there. I won't be long.
You always say that.
Just play on your iPad for a few minutes, will you?
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I heard there's some B&B thing.
Can
where...
I just stop you there? This office only deals with people in priority need.
Yes, but I just wanted to ask...
Before you go on, I need to check if you're priority need, because if you're not, you need to go to another office.
Okay.
Right. Do you have dependent children?
By dependent...
Do you have children who live with you in the same accommodation all the time?
No, but I am a father.
Okay. Do you fit one of the following categories? Illness?
No.
Learning disability?
No.
Physical disability?
No.
Do you live with someone who fits one of the above categories?
No.
Were you in the armed forces?
No.
Have you just come out of prison?
No.
Are you under threat of violence in your accommodation?
Oh, God.
Then, as you're not in priority need, you'll need to use the housing office on the high street.
Right.
It's shut now till after Christmas.
Of course it is. Come on, G-Man. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, hi. Are you at the fair yet?
Yes.
Did you find the others?
Not yet, no.
You need to find Arch 2.
Mm-hmm.
George knows where it is. Mr. Barrett's got his elf hat.
Oh, okay. Arch 2 it is.
Is that Mum?
Well, you better hurry. How is he? Is he nervous?
I want to talk to her.
No, he is fine.
Can I say good luck?
Dad?
I think I see your, Listen, Sam, you know what? We better go.
Oh, no, you go. But film it on your phone for me.
Okay.
Bye.
Why didn't you let me talk to her?
Come on, we need to get to the fair.
Arch 2 is this way, come on!
Alex!
Hiya, are you and George still at the Christmas fair?
Yeah, we just got here, how'd you know?
Blanca told me. I've got you a week's wages.
No way. You are the best, Alex. Thank you.
Where are you now?
Dad, come on!
Well, we're sort of in the middle, heading toward the arches.
Okay, turn round and go back the other way towards the church, and I'll meet you there, near the Salvation Army band.
We're on our way. George, we have to go back that way.
But it's this way!
Alex is here. I have to meet her quickly.
Oh, Dad!
Come on, quick, run.
To give some big love to the amazing Nuff Said dance crew.
Come on.
Dad!
I can see her.
Ed? Oh no, what's the matter?
He's doing this rap thing down the other end and...
Oh, okay, here's the money. Take it.
Alex, thank you so much. I'm sorry to be old.
Go on. Get into this thing.
Thank you. Come on, George, run.
Oh my days! Let's give it up.
I missed it.
Nuff said. Santa better watch himself.
Oh, George, I'm so sorry. Listen, I'm going to make it up to you. I promise. I just need to make a quick call. And wait, I'm calling them right now. And then I promise we are going to have the best time. Netflix, hot chocolate, the... Hello? Yeah, I spoke to you earlier about the family room. So we're all sorted now and ready to come over. Right. No. I told you that we were going to get back to you. And you're sure that there's nothing else? Right. Yeah, bye. George?
Shit.
George!
You can reserve a place for someone at Crisis this Christmas for just £28.87. Go to crisis.org.uk now and help someone take a vital step out of homelessness.
Baby, It's Cold Outside is written by Regina Moriarty and stars Chris O'Dowd as Ed, Billy Jenkins as George, Anne-Marie Duff as Sam, Jack Claff as Nigel and Mal, Anna Crilly as Alex and the council receptionist, Marta Kilkovich as Blanca, Guillermo Bedwood as Jordan, Paul G. Raymond as Mem, and Tom Crowley as Attila. The music is by Rebecca Dale. The series is developed by Duck Soup Films, directed by Virginia Gilbert and produced by Ben Walker for Storyglass, in association with UK homelessness charity, Crisis.